What?
What does that
Your parents mean? Know.
My parents are long dead.
But well, don't bring up a touchy subject. Just commit or don't. But you're leading me on like this, and I was excited to learn a spell, and now what have I got?
You know, Grantastic,
the quicker we get this over with, the quicker we can free your brother.
I would like to free him. His name is...
If we could discontinue the arguments and the bargains and just get on with it.
Well, fine.
Fine.
If we have a skipping stone's amount of trust together, then I trust you to trust me to teach you to the best of my ability for that 90 minutes, that spell.
Maybe there was something simple that I was missing. I have been trying it for about 100 years.
Ah, well, I find that education provides so much in the beginning, and if you don't have the right tools setting out, then you're liable to just have an insurmountable barrier.
I will tell you this, I've been sitting here watching what's happening. That lady, or man, I can't tell. Gender is so arbitrary. That thing over there, standing, waving its arms, mm-hmm. has a magical paper. On the paper, I have been reading it from here. Do you know how good my eyesight is?
Amazing, I can tell.
It's better than an eagle's eyesight.
Wow. That's incredible.
You didn't think that rocks could see that well.
Well, I didn't presume either way.
Look at you. Just a sensible person. How satisfying. After all my time in rolling around a swamp. You know, I'm from the Enchanted Wood, actually.
Are you really?
That's where my people live.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Grantastic, you were saying about the ritual.
All right, so there was a ritual happening over here, and I can read this scroll exactly.
What does it say?
Well, there is a chance that the summoner will be eaten by the dragon. Mm-hmm. And not only that, the dragon will eat everyone around. The only exception being the person who wears the ring of controlling.
Ah, does it mention where we might find this ring of controlling?
Actually, we do know the whereabouts of it, and it is on the druid who fled into the river a short time ago.
Ah. He was my original contact, and you know what? I trusted him about the size of a pebble. So, yeah, there was some trust.
And that pebble-sized trust has not grown.
Has sunk.
It sank. Yes. Well,
because he is freeing my brother, which is really what I need. And he actually has taken direct steps. I saw you guys climb in the tower. I saw you jump up. I saw you bargain with bandits. And you could say I've just been following, watching you for hours. I saw you sleeping in the bed. You could say that I didn't intercede when you were attacked numerous times and you're close to death, but just watched on. But you know who is my friend now, who I like?
Who?
There is a lizard in the bottom of the tower that turns things to stone.
Ah, yes, Sir Francis, we met.
This is my favorite type of person. Take something useless and turn it into something useful, like a stone. Take a person... useless for all the moving around they do. Turn it into something still and contemplative.
Well,
stone.
We certainly appreciate your trust. And
you have it now about a river, like a large skipping stone. Perfect. A little bit larger than it was because of what a nice conversation. And now he's teaching me a spell.
Perfect.
Maybe almost too big to skip this rock. All just right. A little bit larger, like a river stone, like a nice smooth.
Great. Now, I would like to approach the summoning stone. And parlay.
You want me to talk to the stone? I will do it.
It may perhaps be useful. Is there something in particular you had in mind?
Well, I can just animate the stone. Is that what I thought? That's what you were asking me? To animate the stone chair?
That might be useful. Don't do it just yet.
The signal will be Grantastic is fantastic!
Oh, that sounds perfect. So, I don't like...
In our language, Grantastic means fantastic granite. So you see, I'm just translating for you in your language.
I see. Yes, and
I've learned your language. It's taken me some time.
You know, you are a very skilled linguist.
I'm a cunning linguist.
I see. So I don't believe we should sneak around. We should give them a chance to surrender.
What do you believe in, though?
I believe in strategy and honor in combat.
That's right. I see your beliefs. I read them.
The principles laid down by Helmir.
What do you believe in, then?
I believe...
Dwarf.
We can't hear you.
You're muted.
Sorry.
What do you believe in with your straw hat and your belt of mead?
Hey, I'm just here to watch. I'm just here to watch this epicness unfold in front of me so I can sing it for future generations.
How about you?
I believe we should interrupt this spell casting.
Okay, it's his time.
Good. Yep. So, I believe we should give them a chance to surrender first. It is the honorable thing to do.
They do not know that I am sentient rock. I will slowly roll over there, but there is a water between me and them. If I roll in this water, I will sink unless I take a boat.
I see. Well, it may be best if you stay near the throne then, as it seems to be mostly solid.
All right, I will do that. That's good. The plan is set. I await my signal.
Perfect, thank you.
Shall I just shoot a magic missile at that spellcaster?
Oh, so you see... we've met her. I've actually met her before.
Uh-huh.
Him. And it's a nice person. Uh-huh. It helped me design some of the most ingenious traps in my dungeon, actually covered for me during an inspection. Uh-huh. When the quality wasn't up to snuff, it was able to step in and say, hey, let's come back tomorrow. And that extra bit of time, it made the difference. It was the difference for me between like mediocre,
right,
and pass with, yeah, colors.
Uh-huh.
So
regardless, we don't know their intent at the moment.
Yeah, I've met it before, though,
yeah,
and that's a nice person.
They may be simply misinformed. We wouldn't want to kill them outright.
The missile wouldn't kill them. It would just shock them a little bit.
I see. But it may set us off on the wrong foot. Perhaps we could get them to step down regardless.
But they're in the middle of summoning this dragon.
Indeed, but as I said, they could be mistaken in what they're doing.
Did I tell you I was, friendly?
Why don't you engage her then?
Hey!
So yeah, we'll walk up, you know? We'll walk up.
Oh, we'll grow up.
Also, I wanted to get Cernak back. And
oh, yeah, he's waiting for us.
Cool.
So the dog man is waiting with the rock man.
Uh-huh.
And he is, you know, afraid of the water. He doesn't really want to get in the boat. But he'll run and he'll climb up a tree.
Uh-huh.
This
area has solid ground here and there, right?
Yeah. But there are, in this particular spot, it's kind of like a bit lakey, okay, with chunks of land, but it's a bit more...
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's, I kind of drew it, but...
So... Does he have a ranged weapon? Do you know?
He has a bow.
He has a bow. Okay. I'll just say, Cernak, if you could, I know you don't like the water. If you could hang back. And if I ask for it, launch your bow. Use your missiles.
Okay. Whom? To whom?
Use your discretion. You're an expert tactician yourself.
Okay. The signal is, grandastic. Fantastic.
That would be too confusing. I will say, Cernak now.
Cernak now.
Cernak now.
Oh, my name.
That's right.
I know.
You do know your
name. Yes, okay.
Because you're a good boy.
Thank you.
And he's like a...
Cernak now. It's two Cernaks, and then go.
Two Cernaks, okay.
No.
Cernak's turn.
You don't take command from him. You listen to me.
I listen to him only. Back. Get back.
Good job. You learned from my trick.
Listen, you subjugated us for centuries, taking us outside, making us eat food.
Remember that.
Well, maybe you dwarves aren't as guilty as those humans, but
That's why I've been enslaving them, but ever since I got this disease, my wife won't have me back and let me see the cubs. With the moon, I turn into a wolf, you see. It's disturbing. As you can tell from my coat, I'm a nice poodle dog man.
Sonek, I may have uncovered the final piece to cure your lycanthropy as well.
You don't say.
Yes, there's a powerful wizard living in a tower near here who may be able to help us, and I have a document which could hold him to it.
You've been to the Unknown Tower?
That's correct, yes.
What is inside?
A number of things, but now is not the time. I just let you know that there is some hope for you if we get through this battle.
I know there is hope, but I still do not know what is in the tower.
Evil things.
It remains an unknown tower to me.
No, it is mostly still unknown.
Okay.
I think I should shoot a magic missile at that summoner.
Oi, how you doing? Watch out! Here we are, just talking at the moment. Listen, my friends are a little wicky-wick, you know.
I say, like, throw down your weapons and discontinue the summoning.
I do not have any weapons.
Oh, and I assume they're actually... Oh, sorry. I assume they're actually... You're having an argument with the straw man. That's the summoning, actually.
Great. Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Tell me your name again.
My name is Jules McDark.
Ah, quality first.
Quality first.
Jules, nice to meet you again. Re-meet, you know. I really appreciate that turn you did for me in the dungeon back there.
Of course, it was my pleasure. I saw no other option but to go forward with that choice.
I appreciate it, because you kind of went out on a limb for me, and you could have lost your job over that.
It's true. If there's a limb, I'll go out on it. Tree, limb, arm, leg, any limb.
Well, speaking of limbs, I don't have a transition for that.
Great. Well, I'll put that into the report, and I'll get to that later.
I know. I've got it. Put your arms down. How's that? Even if you're unarmed...
And why is that?
Well, listen, I hate to be springing a trap on you, but it turns out we're trying to interrupt the summoning, I think, or else we'll have a dragon come and it'll be interesting. Still deciding. But at any rate, you know you're summoning a horrible beast. He's going to eat you.
Well, I believe that was just an error that can be resolved. I think that eating me doesn't make any sense logically. I was the one who brought him into existence. Obviously, he should be glad. And so I think that was just... that there just needs to be something fiddled with in the fine print and everything would be fine.
There may be information you're unaware of. You are the summoner, it's true. However, the beast is completely uncontrollable and has its own mind. The only one who can control it, possibly... and this is not even for certain, is one who wears the ring of control. And that is a druid who has fled far from here.
He turned into a hippopotamus. Have you seen one? A 20 or an 8?
Yeah. Should I just do it again?
Yeah, do it again on another surface.
My guy always,
tries
a 9. Okay.
The enemies to back down first.
I don't have any stats, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a purple sparkling glow.
Here, if you want.
Around my finger. My missile finger. He's waiting till
launch. Here's some, okay. Here go, Cassidy. If you want to roll some scores. Discard the low one. Okay, so you... You and... Yeah. Keep the highs, discard the low.
Am I adding them?
You have seen... You add them together, and then these will be your stats. You don't have to do it this second.
We've uncovered documents about this very dragon, Baladachi, and it seems he has not been summoned in some time and is very, very likely extremely hungry and would likely eat anything in the area.
Well, I will say that as someone with a substantial work history of working with unpredictable materials, there really is only one way to find out if that is true or not.
Regardless, stand down now or we will cut you down.
I won't. I can't cut her down. She helped me out. You know what I mean?
But that's fine, Trepidatious. Then stand back. I will cut them down.
You know, I have to say that that is really, really intriguing what she had to say about there's one way to find out, and that's let the thing come out. There's something to that that's just, like, gripping, frankly. You know, just really, really, really interesting.
You've never seen a dragon before, I take it.
Some long, long time. No, I haven't. I certainly never controlled one.
I've actually never seen one.
I'm surprised to be saying this, but should we just
just see what it's like?
Let's just see what happens. Yeah.
I mean, I want to defer to Brent here. He's really got a head for this, and I can find myself like occasionally being moronic. You know what I mean? Just totally moronic.
I'm not surprised to hear that, but I don't have that history myself.
No, you're a cunning, cunning
blind spots. Myself, certainly, but...
Yeah, we do.
Right now, because what we're going to see is a dragon.
If I have a blind spot, I just close my eyes and have done with it. Now it's a choice, you know?
Yeah, that's how I think of it. Yeah. I choose to close my eyes to the dangers ahead and experience a dragon.
I like it.
Trepidatious, you understand that with the summoning of this dragon, everyone in that town will die.
Right, gosh, I knew there was a niggling, something niggling in the back of my mind, like a niggling doubt, you know, just niggling at me. Well, how about that then, love?
We've been working at this for days and days and days, and now you're saying you're losing heart?
I mean, I just don't want to cut her down, you know, maybe we could put her in the bag or something?
If she refuses to submit, we need to cut her down in order to save everyone. Including ourselves, including her. If she summons the dragon, she will die regardless.
Well, I'm torn, obviously. We're friends. He's also my friend. He saved my life. And well, I like what you've done, you know, with your outfit. It's interesting. And
if I may, I feel like at this point I'm triggered enough that I should probably have to roll a savings throw or do what I can to help her summon the dragon.
Okay.
Like grabbing the scroll and finishing
it. Okay.
Oh, you have to win an argument with a straw man.
Uh huh.
You have to win an argument with a straw man. Uh-huh. That is the process.
And I know this?
No, probably not. Maybe. But I didn't say that in character, so I was letting everyone know. But that is the process of summoning the dragon, basically. Yeah,
we found that out. That's... But go ahead and roll your thing.
So it's a little more complicated.
Seven.
You probably didn't save with a seven.
Loudly, so one, you know, 1d6 against that.
Okay.
If I could just be.
Okay. Do you want me to roll? Or do you want to roll?
Oh, I got a three.
Same as me. Okay, so you can add three to that because he's trying to make you save.
Okay.
But I think you
will. So wisdom.
Yeah, and then you add your wisdom, if any. I think it's worse.
That's my lowest. Oh, okay. No, I have a strength of 9, but 13 wisdom. So no.
Oh,
modifier.
That's a plus one.
Actually,
oh,
it is.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That's.
Who had the minus? That was.
Not me.
I had the minus.
Oh, you had the minus. That's right.
So together we've rolled an 11. Together we.
An 11.
We've achieved a score.
Okay, so it's not this second. But it
but
is, you're on the way.
I'm trying to read that scroll.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You are. Okay, so as they're talking, the two dragons are doing the like ritual part of this. And all you have is the scroll. You're supposed to read the scroll. The two dragon men are next to you.
Oh,
dragon. And basically the scroll has a list of of answers that you're supposed to give to the straw man's questions.
Okay.
Now, do you just want to start that process and start talking to the straw man?
I guess so.
Okay. So, the straw man kind of wakes up. She reads, like, the first line of the spell.
Okay. I'm instantly attacked.
Okay, he's going to attack. So we'll all roll our initiative. I think that Trepidatious is going to defend her, but not attack you. Yeah. Just because, at least for one round, that's what he'd do.
Sure.
But anyway, so the first question is, first of all, the answers. So why don't you grab three different books from there, and one from there's because they're all kids' books. So let me get you one adult book. Here we go. The Revolt of the English Majors. Here you go.
It was basically like, it was an inevitable fight that we've been preparing for.
Right.
Maybe we should find a like, type in dark elf, and let's look at images, and then pick an image that you like. But they basically have poisoned crossbows,
okay.
Like a tiny poisoned crossbow. You're good in the dark. You have, like, a special slinky armor.
Mm-hmm.
Did you decide what race or what class you wanted to be?
Oh, no.
Do you want to be, like, fighting, casting spells, sneaky.
What's sneaky?
Like a thief, or you like just being sneaky? Like a sneaky as a class?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've just been rolling with this embodied infomercial notion.
Yeah, I like the embodied infomercial. Yeah.
I don't know. I've, like, forgotten all the
classes. Well, I think that you're... The bard is the charismatic. Do you want to just be bard again? Or is that, like, too much the same thing again? You don't want to be the same.
Here.
Why don't you roll here? Roll for your class. So a 1 is a fighter, a 2 is a cleric, a 3 is a magic user, and a 4 is a thief.
Okay.
A thief.
Okay.
Okay, you're a thief. That's cool. That's sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. So you're rogue. So put your highest one in dexterity, mm-hmm. and then your next highest one in charisma, if you want to be persuasive, and then your next, or in charisma, or whatever that other thing is. And you can be the kind that casts spells. There's a thief that can cast spell, right? Like a...
I don't know.
Kind of some kind of tricky thief. You can be that one.
Destiny would know.
Destiny knows. Yeah. So you'll be some kind of tricky thief that can cast spells, we'll just assume. Okay, so, you got it. Okay, so let's hear... You got 3 sentences.
Pages picked. Okay, sentences?
Yeah, so let's hear. These are the sentences that are written on... Here's the question from the straw man.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, you have awakened the spirit of Paladachi. Answer me these questions. 2. And he will appear in a terrible form.
Great.
Okay. The first of 2 questions is, what is my name? And the answers are on this sheet, and these are the 3 answers.
I can't believe I'm still covering bushes. Be careful where you fly your kite. And it is time for bed.
Hold on. Let me think for a second. Okay, go ahead. You can also think of an answer, because since you want to maybe complete the ritual, if she gets it wrong, you might blurt out what you think is the answer.
Of those three sentences, which is his name?
Which is his name?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe have a mental note, because if you you have an idea.
No, I just think it's funny that, like, he might just blurt one out because like, he's so into it.
Yeah.
It's time for bed.
Wrong answer!
Is it the kite?
Yes!
Yes! I knew it!
Yes, it is!
Be careful where you fly your kite! That's the answer!
Yes, it is!
I knew it!
All right, and the final question.
Wait, don't we, like... I'm attacking.
Yeah. You're attacking. Yeah.
Like none of this happened.
Yeah. Everybody roll initiative. Well, she you weren't right next to her. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter. I have ranged attacks.
Oh, you can do ranged attack. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Can I switch my bird side?
Not to mention there's even more. Yeah.
You want
to
help out, Branthyr? Okay, great. Okay, everybody, roll a 20 for your initiative.
Ooh,
whoa.
Nice.
I'm rowing yours.
I've got a big fat 2
Okay.
3. Minus 1.
12.
You get to add your dexterity.
I rolled one number.
Okay, well, let's say you have a +3 for your dexterity. Just make your dexterity 17.
Okay.
Because that's, eventually, that's what it would be.
Yeah, that's pretty standard for a dark elf.
Yeah.
I think.
Trebidacious got a 23. That's Treb. That's, what's your name again?
Jules McDark.
Jules McDark, I like that. And it's a nicely gender ambiguous name too.
Of the
okay.
Clan McDark.
Of the Clan McDark. What did you get? You guys get
a 2.
A 2 for Branthyr. And
I got a 3 +3 dex -1 helmet. So 5.
Great. And that's for Merglin. And Krylo, what was yours?
17.
Whoa, all right.
Wow.
Okay, so Krylo, you sing a song of aid for, what's his name? Trebidacious, moves over to you and is defending you with the shield. And now it's your turn, Jules, and you have that, you answer. Mm-hmm. And then Merglin, you blurted out right afterwards. And now Branthyr's turn.
All right. So we'll, I'll say,
Cernak now! And then I will also say, Grantastic Fantastic!
Whoa, alright.
Bring the straw man into the water.
Ooh. Alright, okay, cool. He's gonna try.
I'm going to charge. I guess I could go 30 feet. I don't know how close I am to her.
You can go, let's say you can get to her. Yeah.
Okay, but I actually don't want to.
Oh, okay.
I want to go 30 feet, and if that's right next to her, that's great, too.
Yeah, she's, let's say, 50 feet away.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I'll be within, like, 20 feet or something.
Okay.
So I'll run, I'll get as far as I can,
mm-hmm.
and then use the, what is it? Oh, every single time I forget it. The flame. Sacred flame.
Oh, okay. And you're gonna flame. You flame.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, you flame her.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Sorry about this.
Do a reaction.
So that is
exactly
what
happens. You get a reaction.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to make a dex roll.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be good, but it's not
too
far.
I guess I have
an
11.
An 11. I think that still hits you.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. You are struck with flame shooting from the sky and take some damage.
Not much.
So the,
one. You take. Oh, oh. What does the? Oh, but that's a dex check. It wouldn't matter.
Sorry. What's
take
that?
1 point of damage.
What's that?
So it's not bad. So it's, you kind of step aside. It's a glancing blow, but you can actually go besides just the talking. What do you want to do?
Oh yeah.
Well, my idea was like trying to like avoid the attack, but it's already happened. So
yeah, that's.
That's okay.
Exactly
you can now. You can now avoid it.
Also, we're adding 1d6 from his song.
Okay.
Cool. Another one.
Okay, you take 2 damage.
Okay.
And then Cernak will attack.
Right. Okay, roll for him. Cool. He's shooting an arrow.
Awesome. Now,
okay.
I think
now that'll be with
Branthyr's. Right?
Yes, because of Branthyr's, Trebidacious's. So he's helping you with his sword.
I think that misses.
And it misses because he takes the arrow in the shield.
And then Branthyr will shout, "You're killing everyone, Trebidacious!"
But... The good of the good of one versus the good of the many is so abstract. But here she is. Look at how
she is trying to kill everyone. That's it. I mean,
yeah.
We don't have much time.
Yeah, it's like, not a lot of time to keep talking about it, right? But
I feel like in this style of adventure, the kind that Fritz tells, it's a little more cinematic in terms of like a comic book style.
Yeah.
We get a little bit bigger word bubbles, between our actions.
I just think like the turns are supposed to be like 6 seconds or less.
Yeah,
I think,
know,
right?
Mine are 60, maybe.
Yeah.
60 to 70 to 150 seconds.
As the guy says that, I yell out, "Yeah, it's probably due to the lack of a beard."
Oh, that hurts, mate. That hurts.
Oh. Just as long as we're in shop talk for a minute, I probably gotta go momentarily. But I was thinking, as a like,
you have answered the first question. Now comes the second question,
and go ahead and flip through the books again.
Okay.
Where do I live?
And how she would feel with all their simple sorrows. I believe his first thought was to desert, or... Click, clickety click, says the mother to her baby.
What is the answer?
It's so hard after that one to remember any of the others.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I feel like the one that's the most obvious is not correct.
So what do you choose?
Go, you have a guess and then I have a guess. Salivating and like tremoring.
What was the second one? Something about dessert.
Is that your guess? What is your answer?
Is it click, clickety click, said the mother to her?
It is not! You are eaten! Behold! You are correct! Behold, Baladachi!
She was correct. Why did I get a guess?
I'm curious what your guess is.
Well, I get eaten.
Yeah, so...
No.
Here come no, but you don't. She was correct. He says you were eaten, but you are not. Oh. You know, you're just there. It's him. It's a straw man talking to you.
You have defeated the straw man's questions, but who will defeat the straw man in an argument? Take a position.
Honestly, I was gonna guess the desert one, but since you got it, and then he seemed to go on from there, I felt I had to guess something else.
I knew you were lying. This. Is...
Does Grantastic do anything with the straw man?
He animates the throne.
Cool.
As he said
Which
he
I'm
would.
Which I'm hoping knocks the straw man into the water.
Yeah, let's make a saving throw for the... Here, why don't you roll to see how effective he is, and I'll roll for the guy's... Oh, wow.
Whoa!
A one. Okay, so his... Okay, so he... Wow. Okay, so he animates the, he ends up animating this whole column, which is this chair.
Oh, that's kinda good.
And it goes like up high into the sky, you know, taking the guy like out of our range.
It's supposed to be a tower or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of like, stands up.
It does not have the effect that we expect.
Right. We want him to throw him into the water, and instead it just grows like an arm reaching up out of the water, you know? So now you hear like the beating of wings of this giant creature that is flying towards you. And the straw man says,
"All shall perish, all shall fear. Defeat me in an argument and you may ride the dragon. Pick a topic, and I will... And the debate begins!"
What's your stance on,
Hold on. Can we actually, like, keep going with the turns? Or...
Yeah. You want to attack again?
Yeah, sure.
So that was them. So now it's your turn again.
Cool.
And then the third turn will be the debate.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, well...
Well, the dragon is now coming.
We've only had one turn so far.
This is actually the second turn. You just go at the end.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, right. Okay, cool. So, I'll just, I guess I'll go.
Okay.
And I'll say, "Trepidatious! Help!"
Okay, are you going against her?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Totally. Yeah. That's pretty good. Oh, right.
Okay.
Sorry, I actually have to roll two. Oh, not good.
He blocks you.
Hey, Branthir, look, it comes. It's too late.
Yeah.
The straw man says,
"Choose your topic."
Did you? And you chose a topic, kind of. What did you say?
I was just gonna say, like, let's discuss our opinions on, like, tactics of quality assurance.
Tactics of quality assurance. It is always good to test the product oneself.
Are you kidding? That sounds like a recipe for disaster. Furthermore, how could you possibly be independent? You would have to be biased in some intrinsic, inalienable way.
Wait, you're saying if you test your own products, you're...
Biased!
There should always be a third party?
A control group of some kind. You're arguing for non-scientific tests. What is that?
Intuition and superstition, magical thinking. Where do you stand?
Well, if there was no third party, then I would not have the upward mobility that I do now, so...
She's got you there!
Wait, you both oppose me? What about you?
Oh, he's not arguing at all.
I see!
Help us win this argument! Isn't it a fascinating argument?
Well, fine. I will concede you 1 point for... a third-party quality control. But you must admit that you cannot know what your potion does until you have poured it on your face!
Well, I suppose you've got a point there.
Ha-ha!
Don't concede the point! That's the most ridiculous point I've ever heard! If I brewed a potion, why must I first pour it on my own face to know what it will do? Did I not design it? Did I not... create it? Did I fix it myself?
Here I have you! In a bind because it's a third party pouring it on their face! Ha ha! Defeated by your own argument! Neither of you shall ride the dragon! It will be me! Ha ha!
And down swoops the dragon and attacks us and blasts flame and tries to eat you guys first.
Wait, so we didn't have to win the argument to release the dragon?
You had to win the argument to ride the dragon.
Oh.
Just completing the scroll won the, like, and by, this was...
Yeah. And by your own metric, you have determined that we lost that argument?
You want a third party to decide?
I think that's only suitable.
But who here can be trusted?
Well, what about that trustworthy cleric?
What do you say, sir?
He's clearly not listening.
Oh, Krylo.
What do you say, dwarf in a boat? He has been observing the whole time and not an aggressor. Perhaps he is a third party.
I'm more of a fourth party.
You got enough liquor there in that casket for a fifth party.
Not my kind of party.
What do you determine, dwarf wearing a straw hat?
Why is he both lost.
Because he's made out of straw himself.
Oh.
It's like Ben made into the clothing.
Oh, shit.
What do you say, Josh?
Are based on false principles. You both should be barbecued by the dragon. All three of you, barbecued by the dragon. That's my ruling.
There! Are you happy now? The third party has doomed us all!
No, I'd say we're pretty far from happy about this outcome.
Yeah.
All right, so the dragon swoops down. Do you want to make a saving throw?
Sure.
Okay. Hits, I think. What'd you get?
5.
Okay, you fail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eats you.
Yep.
Okay, do you want to make a saving throw?
Can I make a roll to disappear quickly in a cloud of business cards?
Yes.
This is great.
Okay.
I'll see you again soon.
Yes.
Maybe next week. Yeah. Possibly. I recall that I may have an obligation, but let's get in touch about it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, awesome. Because I want to continue.
Say bye to Josh in Minnesota.
Later, Josh in Minnesota.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Make your saving throw.
Okay.
I turned this on to make tea, but I'm...
Oh, no. All right. You were also eaten.
No.
The straw man. Oh, wait, you wanted to disappear in
a cloud of business cards.
Oh, and you know what? The dragon's a disadvantage against you because of Trepidatious.
Oh.
So I'll let you re-roll your saving throw. Not much better. Okay, but you want to be disappear in a cloud of business cards.
I think like if it's a breath attack, it's just an area attack.
And this is him swallowing them.
Oh,
yeah.
Like swallowing them whole.
I thought so, this was breath attack. All right.
So you know what? I'll give you, since he swallowed him first, I'll give you one round. But you know with a certainty in your soul that he'll swallow you on the next round unless we somehow stop him, get away, you escape, something like that.
Right.
So you have one round to like deal with this swallow that's coming. Okay, so the dragon flies down. It's a red dragon, not huge. It flies down. It swallows you whole. The helmet doesn't help.
Oh, no. I don't imagine what...
Unfortunately.
Also, I don't imagine that this fate is permanent in a Fritz campaign. Just because you seem dismayed about it.
Right? I am upset.
You really like that guy.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing's ever quite that permanent.
Yeah.
Should being swallowed by a dragon be any exception?
Yeah.
Where's my hat?
Oh, your hat.
Oh, there it is.
Is this it?
Yeah.
All right.
Dunker.
All right.
That's true.
But until soon, Ben.
Okay, cool.
Bye,
guys.
Bye. Dude. You're listening to Fun with Fritz. This continues. Okay, so let me give a roll for the dragon. Okay, the rest of us are all... So, Aaron, just separate from the game, I'm sorry if this is... If we had Destiny here, it would go really differently.
Oh, yeah.
Because he shares your quest and...
I mean, the only... Like, it's okay. I mean, it's almost... Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm sad only because everything we've done in this whole campaign has been for this moment.
Yeah.
And we've, like, lost all that progress.
You haven't really.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, like, stop all this, like, from happening. Like, we did all that stuff assuming we had hours, like, before the summoning of the dragon.
Right.
To have this fight.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of things that we set up that, like, are just gone.
Well, I don't know if they're gone. Like, you have the ally. You know,
who's
he's tried,
like,
to help.
Who's a different ally now who's, like, not really helping, and I don't know.
No, he animated the chair. He's trying to help
you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
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 It's okay.
All right.
I mean,
I'll just
the
1d5 it,
that
you know.
I gave you, I figured, or 1d6, I mean, that's about a short sword, so it's like I attacked through song.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you did. You helped. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, this was a very hard summoning to stop. So even, like, unless you had the druid thing, I mean, just so you know,
mm-hmm.
you couldn't really stop it.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, if you killed everyone in a second, maybe that would work.
But I mean, we did it because we knew we had hours to stop it. Otherwise, we would have just had the fight right then and there.
Oh, going to the...
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, the allies, you know... These rock guys, I mean, that's a bigger goal that is not gone.
Know,
like, getting them,
like,
as allies.
So the thing is, like, we went and did all this stuff because we had time.
Right.
But, like, this has changed.
Yeah, okay. I guess what I'm saying is that whatever you did, even if you went there right away or whatever,
mm-hmm.
This would have been a very hard thing to stop. There would have been complications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you may well have ended up in the same place.
Yeah. It doesn't feel good. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I just go along with it. It's
yeah.
Fine.
Well, you're missing Maz. If you had Maz, it would be a lot different. Just because he had the same, you know what I mean? There's another person who's working for the same,
mm-hmm.
It just makes a difference. If you have one guy if you have two of the characters who are working for summoning the dragon, and two of the characters who are working against it, it's different than having everybody working for the same thing.
It's not an argument. I mean,
oh, yeah, yeah. No. I'm just trying to, like, say that the stuff that you set up isn't gone. It's just you weren't able to bring it all to bear at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, there's a big dragon. How are you doing? It's going to eat you, maybe. And it's scary. It scares everybody. It scares us. So we all have to roll to see if we kind of run in fear. And let me figure out what that is. I rolled pretty low for Trebidatious. I'll tell you guys what that is. Okay. Oh, sorry, wrong book. Okay. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. Cool. Okay. This is a very odd sort of special dragon. And where is the... Frightful presence. Okay. That's ancient, though. Young.
Oh, does young dragons might not have the frightful presence?
Yeah, maybe they don't. Because I don't see it. Adults do. DC 16 wisdom. Yeah.
I just want to let you know I'm like not really super upset because I figured like this dragon was getting summoned one way or another.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
And, yeah.
Like, we lost the druid and like everything.
So, right.
It's
okay.
Just, like the way it happened just now doesn't feel good because it didn't feel like we did our best but it got summoned. It
right.
It just feels like we forced the summon and it's happening. Is that like clear?
Yeah, but you know, they were working for that to happen.
Totally.
So for them, it feels different, I think.
Wait, sorry?
Like, her character and Ben's character.
Oh, yeah, it's just like, we've like, gone through so much work to get all this information, to, like, have all these things, and, like...
Right.
And, like, none of it seems to line up. And it could very well be part of the story.
Okay.
But it didn't feel that way. It feels like it was just forced, and, like, nope, Dragon's coming.
Oh,
does
okay.
that make sense? Like, it doesn't feel
yeah.
like, in spite of our best efforts and, like, through valiant effort, like...
Yes.
Does that make sense? It just feels like, nope, it's coming.
Yeah.
That's the only problem at all.
And right.
It's okay, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
no,
I figured it would come somehow.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah I understand that. I Yeah. Sorry.
Well, it's okay.
Yeah. So, okay, so... Okay. All right. Okay, this guy... I guess they don't... They're not that scary at this age. So we don't have to make this check. But I think we should make this check anyway, just at a really low number. Because I feel like they're all scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So the yeah. So the number is 12.
Such a cool mechanic.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you have to make a wisdom check, and your target number is a 12.
God damn it.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Say again. Sorry.
The target number is a 12. It's a wisdom check.
Oh.
No, I rolled 12, but with my wisdom score, I got 11.
Okay.
I pass.
Okay.
I got an 8, but
I fail. Hey, you wanna make a roll?
Yeah. Just reading about dark elves.
Oh, okay. Do you find anything interesting about them?
I just started.
Okay, okay.
They look fun.
Like, oh
yeah. Skinny and strange.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, they live underground and
they're content with their mellow fairyland below.
Yes.
Mellow?
Or maybe it didn't say.
Oh, I was gonna say, because they live in the Underdark, where like everything bad comes from, and they're like a super intense society where it's just like, you know, if you suck, you die. And, like,
quality control.
There you go.
Quality control. Hey.
Okay, I rolled a two.
You rolled a two. Okay.
Anyway, it's
so,
just really not mellow down there.
Maybe I saw the word below.
Yeah.
Okay, so the dragon has this collar on its neck.
Yep.
This silver collar. And, like, it swallows, what's his name? Merglin. But he gets caught in the throat. Like, you see him go down, and he won't go past this collar, this tight collar. So he's, like, in there, you know, but he's swallowed. And then I think we're all terrified, and we run, except for maybe you. Let me roll for the... And the dragon men as well. Okay, Cernak is not terrified, nor is the rock man.
Oh, okay.
So you, basically,
the rock.
You and the rock and Cernak are the only ones who aren't terrified and try to flee. Yeah. So you try to disappear in a cloud of business cards. Okay, I like that. Why don't you roll to see how effective you are at doing that? Roll the big die. Okay, a 10, and then you get to add your dexterity and your thing. So it's like a 15.
Sure.
That's enough.
Okay.
That's enough to buy you some time against this dragon. He's going to single-mindedly come after you because you're one of the summoners.
Right.
Okay. Now, okay, so the dragon comes in, swallows him. Everybody starts to run except you and your allies. Then, so what do you do for this round? Oh, one little note of the brother of the rock man.
Mm-hmm.
So when he animates this thing and it comes up, clinging to the side of this is the rock man, his brother.
Yeah.
So it has the effect of pulling him out. And then the guy is very happy and feels like you have kept your word.
Stop him in time. So now we're fighting him?
Yeah. Here, give us you're listening to Fun with Fritz. This is the climactic final moment, baby. And, of our quest. And, and Aaron's just getting us up to speed.
Oh, yeah. Well, things went hilariously wrong. They defeated the straw man in an argument. Well, actually, not quite, huh? He asked, like, 3 questions, and they got them right, which summoned the dragon. Mm-hmm. However, they didn't defeat the straw man in an argument, because how do you do that? Of course, it's impossible. And so, the dragon, they weren't able to ride and control. And there's some other mysterious druid out there who may have the ability to control the dragon that Maz has been hunting, and Maz just showed up. And so we'll find out what happened.
Yeah, so you've been hunting this guy. Basically, the beavers came back with intelligence about him, because you were like, where is he, and stuff like that. So he's in this blind.
Uh-huh.
He's in the duck blind. Remember where the lizard man was hiding out? So that's where he is. He's hiding there, trying to recover from his wounds.
Okay.
He's still in hippopotamus form.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was pretty wounded.
Form. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, yeah. And
I also have kind of low HP. So.
Okay, so what do you do? So you know that this is happening around you, like you hear the wings of the dragon, like it's half here.
Yeah.
It's like in shadow form right now. It hasn't completely arrived, but it's still terrifying and stuff like that. But since you haven't, like...
Yeah, I want to get this druid because he has the ring that can control the dragon. I can't stop a red dragon, but I can if I get the ring.
Okay, great. So how do you...
I want to stealth up to the old hippo blind.
Okay, you get to roll our critical die. This is our new diet, blinks if you roll a 20.
Oh, okay. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
All
right. And he's a druid, so he's perceptive. So I'll roll his perception, and that's your target number.
Nice.
I think I'll do well.
You probably will. He rolls a 1.
And, all right. Okay, that's a 9, and I have
plus 8.
17.
Yeah.
Great. So he is looking completely, in fact, he's asleep. Nice. He's asleep, and he changes back into human form when he falls asleep. Like, you get there the moment when he changes back.
Nice.
So he's, like, back into human form. He's, like, naked on the ground. And instead of 2 stab wounds on his back, there's now 3 from where you stabbed him in the back the last time.
Well, I'm going to unsheath both, actually... Yeah, I'm going to unsheath both short swords and just
try. Okay, just hack him. Yeah. So his AC asleep is a 12.
Okay, yeah, that seems reasonable.
Or you could just pull the ring off his finger, off his toe.
I know, but if I fail sleight of hand and he wakes up, he could kill me. Whereas I think he was really low before. Right. So, I don't know. I'm hoping I can just, like, straight up gank him in one shot.
Okay, yeah. All right. Although here you go.
He may have, like, healed in between. Like, not fully, but, like, how does he look?
He looks bad. He looks like 20. He's got about 20 hit points left.
He has 20 hit points in?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there some kind of, like, flat-footed rule for catching an enemy off guard, like when they're sleeping or something?
That's why he's only got AC-12.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Because he's not getting his dexterity. Cool. And you'll have a round of surprise. I mean, he rolled a 1.
Yeah. Okay, so I hit with the first one, and hit with the second one.
All right,
I need some D6s.
All right.
A ton.
Try to use them all.
All right, so the first one.
So Maz is a thief. He's creeping up on the edge of a in the swamp. There's like a duck blind with a little ladder. And the way that you found him here is because he'd like bashed in one side of it.
Ooh.
And you were like, and you remembered what it looked like from before, when the lizard man was there.
Yeah. Okay, so I hit with the first one with a thief's backstab for 11 points.
Okay.
And the second one is going to do 1 point.
Ooh, okay. He takes 12, and he wakes up.
No.
Okay, roll your initiative.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay, he goes really soon in the round. Okay, so he and the dragon both go at a 20. And you got a 4 plus your dex. When do you go?
8. Go at an 8.
Okay, and that's Maz. Okay, cool. All right, and he looks at you, and he says, do you remember how he sounded?
He
had a little bit of a lisp. Okay, they're talking like this. Hey, Maz, stop. I'll give you the ring. Stop and leave me alone, okay? Right. Back away.
Give me the ring, and I'll let you live.
Okay,
but you have to never attack me or my friends. We agree to go our separate ways.
Okay. I give you the ring, we go our separate ways.
Right.
Here, take the ring.
You need the lizard man too, right?
Not that I know of.
Oh, I thought that was part of
you. Want...
No, I need the lizard man for the map. That's a separate thing. Okay. I don't need him for the dragon-related thing.
Cool. And the druid doesn't have him. I thought he had
him. I already gave the lizard man to the drow woman.
Oh, okay.
He's like in a... He's like tied up on the ground somewhere. We haven't noticed him yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so he gives you the ring. You honor the bargain?
Yeah.
Amazing. He's amazed. He can't believe it. Fool me once, fool me twice, you fooled me 3 times.
I only fooled you twice. You got stabbed 3 times, but the other 2 were different people.
Wait, you fooled me? You said you were going to just give me a back massage, and you stabbed me in the back.
Yeah.